series Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Beis, Amud Beis, the last words. Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara continues in discussing what we spoke about at the end of the previous year, the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Amar Rav Yochanan. Gedolim Tzadikim Yosu Malachi Asharis. Tzadikim are even greater than Malachi Asharis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Nebuchadnezzar saw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace, it says that he said, "Ono v'omar, hana chaza, I have seen govern arbashorin, four people, mehalchin begaynura, were walking in the fire in the furnace, v'chava like is behind." And there was no wound even in them. The fourth one, the one mentioned last, looked like a malach. So we see that the malach is considered the last in the group of the people that are spoken about that were in the furnace. Seemingly the other people were even greater than they were. And the Mefarshim explain why indeed are people greater than Malachim. Pasha Pshat is because people have Bechira. They have the ability to choose to do right and wrong. And a person who chooses to do the right thing is obviously therefore considered greater than the Malach. Another Pshat is because people say the Shira that Klal Yisrael says is even greater than the Shira that Malachim say. Because Malachim say Shira, the Medrash says, perhaps once a day or once in 7 years. According to other opinions, it's only once in their entire lifetime. Whereas people say Shira all the time. And not only do people say Shira so much more often, as the Medrash goes on to explain, people say Shira after two words. They say the word Shema Yisrael, they say the Shem Hashem after just saying two words, Shema Yisrael, versus Malachim that only mentioned the Shem Hashem after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. Omer Rav Tamchin ben Chiloi, B'shoshan Notzach Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, Mekiv Shenehesh, Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah left the furnace, Baal Kol Olam Olam, all of the nations of the world came, V'Tavchu L'Soneim Shal Yisrael Apneim. It actually means, it's a euphemism. It actually means on Klal Yisrael. Amalehem, and they said to Klal Yisrael, Yesh lechem, you have a God like Hashem, and you're bowing down to Tzelem. At that point they said, we are indeed embarrassed. And the way the Mefarshim explain that Klal Yisrael, that the Goyim say to Klal Yisrael, that you look for excuses why not to serve Hashem, when you should look for excuses, when you should look for excuses to serve Hashem, and not say perhaps Hashem doesn't expect us to serve Him anymore. Look at the great Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for you. What's pshat in the word kayoim hazeh? So Mashal says, posh pshat, kayoim hazeh means on this day, on the day that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah left the furnace, everybody saw the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and that should cause us to embarrassment if we don't indeed worship Hashem. Another pshat that I saw is that if Klal Yisrael were worthy, they would have nisim like this, kayoy mazeh, the nace that happened that day, such a nace would happen every day. Why does it say tofcho al pneyem? So one pshat that I saw is that the averis that Rachman al-Tzlan, a person does, are noticeable on the face. And that's why it says tofcho, we are able to tell that you did a virus. How terrible is it that you did a virus when you should be doing mitzvahs? Another pshat along the same lines, the pasuk says, "Uba'avur tihiyeh yirasei al pneichem." A person who's a yirushimayim, it's noticeable on his face that he's a yirushimayim, and the fact that you are not acting properly. The fact that you're not proper Yerushalayim, tafchu apneim, that was what the Goyim had a claim against Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Rav Yonasan. Madik said, the Pasuk says, in Shir Shirim, Amarti, Ela betamar, Achsabas and Sinav. I thought I'll go up the palm tree, but I'm only holding the branches. Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk means to say, Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ela betamar, El Yisrael. I felt that Klal Yisrael, this Apostle Shai and the Gemara, are compared to a tamar, are compared to a palm tree which has only one trunk, all connected to, which should be all connected to Avim Shishmaim. Like the Gemara says, Ma tamar ein lo ela leiv echad, af Yisrael ein lohem ela leiv echad la sheva shemayim. And that's what I thought would be the case. However, v'achshav lo ola biyadi ela sans and echad, by now I see there's only one branch, chananim shal v'azarya. It isn't, as we just learned in the previous Gemara, all of Klal Yisrael that were worthy of acting as they were supposed to be. Another pshat is that the Gemara says that the Chananya Mishael v'Azaria was prepared, was saved b'schus of Tamar, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that this Tamar, the story between Tamar and Yehuda, is what caused Klal Yisrael to be saved. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, Re'isi Halayla, I saw at night, Vina Ish Roichev Asus Adam, there was a person riding on a red horse, Vo'oymi Ben Hadassim Shebem Tzula, and he was riding between the Hadassim that were in the pool, Ma'risi Halayla, what does that mean? Says the Gemar, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lapek Es Kol Ha'olam Kula Halayla. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn the entire world into night, because Klal Yisrael were acting properly, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. V'ne ish roichev, ein ish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenema Hashem ish mechama, Hashem shemoi. And as Rashi explains, Hashem ish mechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to hold battle like everyone else holds battle, he just holds battle with the Shem Shemayim. Asus Adam, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hapech eskal ulam l'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn over the entire world to blood. In fact, that's what the Mashal says. The Gemara says in Masechta the Brachos that if somebody sees somebody riding on a red horse in a dream, it's a bad sign. Kivish nistakel. But then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Hananya, Mishal v'Zaria, the Skar v'Datoy, he calmed down. Sh'oimer, As the pasuk says, for oimid bein hadasim shem mitzula, bein hadasim tadasim refer to tzedakah, to tzadikim. Shenema v'yoimin as hadasa. Why are tzadikim compared to hadasim? Pashup shad is because hadasim give off a pleasant fragrance. So too do tzadikim give off a pleasant fragrance with their masim toivim. Another pshat is that we know from the Dalad Minim that the proper way a hadas is supposed to grow is that the three leaves are supposed to come out of one stem. So too, the tzaddikim, no matter what they do, they all recognize that everything comes from one stem, everything is from the Yochid Meyuchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat, the Ben Yoyod explains that tzaddikim are excellent in Torah, Yerushalayim, and Gemilas Chassadim, similarly to Hadassim, which are Hadassim are supposed to be Mishaloshim, have three leaves. Ve Metzula, the pasuk refers to Metzula, and Metzula is Bavel. Shenemar, Ha'oim v'Letzula Charavi, uv'Naharoi Seich Avish. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be dry up your rivers. Miyad, says the Gemara, Meleim, Roigiz Nasim, Shirukim v'Adamim. Immediately those who be full of anger became red. Those that were originally were red, Nas Lovenim, became white. Amra Papa, says Rav Papa, based on this Gemara, as we said before, Shema Mino Susa Chavria, a red horse is a bad sign, and a white horse seen in a dream, Malal Chalma, is actually a good sign. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbonon Lahechen Ozla, where did the where did the Hanani Meshav Azariah go after this tremendous nace? Amar Rav, Bayin Hara Mesa. According to Rav, they died from an Ayin Hara. And I saw the Mefarshim say an incredible observation. Here we see that Hanani Meshav Azariah were able to come out of a furnace. They were able to come out of a furnace, but they weren't able to overcome the power of an Ayin Hara. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Beroit Tavu. They were drowned in spittle, which of course is a very difficult Gemara to understand what's pshat that they were drowned in spittle. So the way many Mefarshim explain is that, as we just learned in the previous Gemara, Klal Yisrael were terribly humiliated because the Goyim claimed to Klal Yisrael, you should have learned the lesson of Hanani Meshal Azariah. The Hanani Meshal Azariah did not bow down to the Avodah Zarah. You who did not learn that lesson should in other words, it turned out the Hanani Meshal Azariah would have caused that Klal Yisrael were embarrassed, and that because of that they died. Another pshat that I saw, a very interesting pshat from the Gra. The Gra says pshat that we know that many diseases are transmitted through saliva. Saliva carries germs and viruses. And what the Gemara is saying is Baraik Mesu, that they died a normal natural death from being exposed to virus and to germs. Rabbi Yochan says, Olal Eretz Yisrael, they went to Eretz Yisrael. As the Mefarshim say, the lesson of this Gemara is that if something great happens to a person, as it happened here to Hanani Meshal Azariah, that they had this tremendous nace that they were saved, they should take that as an opportunity. A person should take that as an opportunity to grow in his avodah and in his Yerushalayim, and that's why they went up to Eretz Yisrael to sit and learn. The Noshim, and they had married wives. For lead the bottom and bonus. Says the Gemara, actually, this is a machlokes tanon. Rebbe Lezai me bayin hara meisu. They died from an ayin hara. Rebbe Shua me b'roik tavu. They were drowned in roik. V'chamam ola et Yisrael v'nosu noshim v'elidu bonim v'bonus. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Shmana Yeshuan ha'koin ha'godl. Yeshua was the koin godl in Eretz Yisrael at that time, as we will soon see. Ata v'reecha ha'yoshim l'fanecha ke'anshe moifis heima. Ezeim noshim sh'nasal ha'meifis. Who are the people that had trust a tremendous miracle happened to them? Have a Omer, the Hanani Meshal Azariah. It was Hanani Meshal Azariah. As we finish learning the sugya of Hanani Meshal Azariah, the Rishonim debate exactly what was the story that Hanani Meshal Azariah did and why did they refuse to bow down. Some explain that because as we've learned before, the Rishonim already asked that everybody is obligated to be prepared to be Maisa Nefesh instead of worshipping Avodah Zarah. So what was so great about Hanani Meshal Azariah? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that, of course, as we just said, everybody's supposed to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh, to give up his life instead of worshipping Avodah Zarah. But what was great about Hanani Meshal Azariah was that they could have run away, and instead of running away, they were ready to give up their lives instead of worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat, which is the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, is that the greatness of Hanani Meshal Azariah was that Nebuchadnezzar had actually just made an image of himself. And what was great about them was that they realized that even though that wasn't exactly an Avodah Zarah, it was just an image of himself, but his kavana was to turn himself into an Avodah Zarah, and therefore instead of bowing down to that image, they were ready to be Maisa Nefesh. Which really touches on another question, which is a Machloikas Rishonim. The shaila is, the Rishonim already discussed, what is the halacha if someone is not obligated to be Mois Nefesh? Is he allowed to be Mois Nefesh anyway? The opinion of the Rambam is that one may not be Mois Nefesh. Whereas the opinion of many other Rishonim is that if a person wants to be Mois Nefesh, even though when he's not obligated to do so, he may do so. So according to the Rambam, we have to learn that Al Gemara is referring to there was some sort of a real Avodah Zarah, which is not consistent with any of the Pshatim that we just said. And therefore the Rishonim, in trying to explain the opinion of the Rambam, that it should be consistent what we have been learning, say that even the Rambam, who is of the opinion that one may not be Mois Nefesh, in a situation where the halacha doesn't call for it, a great individual may do so. And Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were such individuals, and therefore they were allowed to be Mois Nefesh. Continues the Gemara, the Tana, the Daniel. The pasuk keeps on speaking about Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Ask him, well, what about Daniel? Daniel, Hechan Ozel. Where was Daniel? Omer Rav, Lemichra Nar Rabbi L'Tveria. Nebuchadnezzar sent him to dig a great river in Tveria. And as Mepharshim explained, it was very deliberate that he was sent at that time to dig that river, because Nebuchadnezzar specifically did not want Daniel around. Shmulama Lasuya Bizar Daspasa. He was sent to bring Aspasa to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan Lasuya Chazir D'Alexander Shel Mitzrayim. He was sent to bring pigs to hogs from Mitzrayim to Bavel. I, the Mepharshim, ask, the halacha is that a Jew may not go to Mitzrayim, may not live in Mitzrayim. So I saw a number of pshatim to this question also. One pshat is that a Jew is not allowed to go to Mitzrayim lishtakeya, to remain there permanently. But here he was only going for a business trip. For a business trip, one may go there. Another pshat is that one may not go to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But Daniel, as we're learning, didn't go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. He actually went from Bavel to Mitzrayim. To go from Bavel to Mitzrayim is permitted. Another pshat is that it's also to go to Mitzrayim only in a time where all of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, a Jew is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, leave when we're all living in Eretz Yisrael, to go to Mitzrayim. But as it's obvious, then Klal Yisrael actually living in Bavel, under those circumstances, he may go to Mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that Daniel went to bring hogs from Mitzrayim to Bavel? Any, didn't we learn, ask the Gemara, Tanya, Tudas Haroifi Omer, Ein Para, V'chazeira, Yotzim L'Ksanish Mitzrayim, they did not allow cows or hogs to leave Mitzrayim, Shein Choytchim Ha'em Shaloi B'Shvil Shaloi Teilet. They were careful to remove the womb of these animals because they didn't want that these animals should be brought to other countries and they could breed other animals because they had such a monopoly on these animals. Answers the Gemara, Zutri Aise B'loy Detayu. They tupshot them. Rashi pshat is that since they were very small animals, nobody assumed that Daniel was taking those animals in order to breed them, because you don't typically take small animals for breeding purposes. The Yad Rama explains that since they were small animals, nobody was able to notice that they were being taken out, and that's why he smuggled it out. Says the Gemara, Tanar Abonim, the Braisa teaches us, there were three that participated in this point that Daniel should not be there together with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Daniel, v'Nebuchadnezzar. And explains the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nezel Daniel Mahacha. It's important that Daniel not be here, that they shouldn't say that he was saved because of Daniel. And people would not recognize, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, is that people would not recognize the greatness of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Another Pashad is that, as we're going to learn in a moment, Nebuchadnezzar turned Daniel into an Avodah Zarah. So if they would be saved, it would only support, perhaps, Nebuchadnezzar's claim that indeed Daniel is an Avodah Zarah. To avoid such a problem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Daniel there. Daniel Amar, Daniel said, it's important that I not be here. Ezel Mahacha, to lay l'kaim b'psi elahayim tishvim v'esh. As we just learned, Daniel was turned into an Avodah Zarah by Nebuchadnezzar, and the halacha is that an Avodah Zarah must be burnt. So Daniel said, it's important that I not be here, otherwise I may be indeed burnt, because I'm an Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is supposed to be burnt. But Nebuchadnezzar said, Yezel, Daniel Mahacha, Daniel should go away from here. The Lailam Rikai Lalaha Benura. It would be in terrible embarrassment that people would say that I burnt my Avodah Zarah in fire. How do we know that indeed Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, but Adin Malkin of Nebuchadnezzar, Norfol Alampoil of the Neil Sagit, he fell in front of Daniel, worshipping him. Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says that at the same time that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved, there were two Nevi'ei Sheker who were burnt. And the Gemara discusses that episode. Kai Am Hashem Tzvokos Elokei Yisrael El Acha Ben Kloya Vel Tzidkiyo Ben Masya Hanavim Lechem Bishmi Shaker, that said false prophecy. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, L'kuch Mem Klo L'chol Golos Yehuda Asher Bebovo Leim Yisimcha Hashem Kitzidkiyo Uka Achav Asher Kola Melech Bovo Beish, they were burnt by Bovo. Asher Sarfam, says the Gemara, Loi Nema. The Pasuk doesn't say they were burnt normally. Ela Asher Kolam, they were scorched. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Ben Yechoy, Melamed She'asun Kiklois. They were made into like toasted grain. They weren't burnt like everyone else. Why indeed did that happen? One is to prove that this was all Min HaShemayim. And therefore, normally when somebody is thrown into fire, the fire totally consumes that person. Here only the outside remained burnt. The Maral explains, as we're going to learn in a moment, Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fire to see indeed were they saying the true Nevuah or not saying the true Nevuah. As soon as they saw that they were being burnt, the test was taken care of, and therefore they were immediately removed from the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar did not wait until they were completely consumed. Yan, Asha Osun Nevola B'Yisrael, V'yinafus Neshei Re'ayim. My Ovid asked them, what did they do? Says them, are these two individuals, Ozo Legabe Barat Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Amalo, and Achav said to him, Koyam Hashem, Hishmiya Tzidkiyo. He said to her, that I have a Nevuah from Hashem, that you should have relations with Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo said to her, Koyam Hashem, Hishmiya Achav, that I have a Nevuah from Hashem, that you should have relations with Achav. Ozal Amr Leilavu, she went and reported this to her father. Amalai, Elokeim Shal'elu Sonizimahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates immorality. And it's impossible, he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have perhaps said this to them to tell you. And therefore, he told her, Kios L'gabach Shadrin L'gaboy. The next time they come to you, send them to me. Kios L'gabach, when they came again, Shadrin L'gabavua. He sent them to her father. Amlu, Man Amlechem. And he asked them, who told you to tell me to do this? He asked them, who told you to tell my daughter to do this? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nebuchadnezzar said, V'chanani Mishael Azariah Shaltanu, I asked Chanani Mishael Azariah, and they said to me, V'amali Osir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said this. Amrulei. So they said back to Nebuchadnezzar, Anan Nami Nevi'i Kavasaychu. We too are Nevi'im just like Chanani Mishael Azariah. And they said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Lidu loyamalhu." To them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say it. However, Lidon Amalon, thus he did. Amalahu. So he said to them, Anor Binadev the Kinu. I wanted to see if you indeed true Nevi'im. Just like I tested Hanani Mishael Azariah, and I'll throw you into the fire, and let me see what happens. Amrlei, so they said to him, In and Tulosin, Havanantre, they were three, and we're only two. Amrlehu, so Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Bachulchem man the beast of the Daichu. Good, you could choose one more individual to be with you. Amru, so they said Yeshua Kohen Gadol. They assumed that Yeshua Kohen Gadol is the right person to be with us. Why did they take Yeshua Kohen Gadol? So Mefarshim explained, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, Yeshua Kohen Gadol's children did not act as they should have, and they figured that perhaps Yeshua Kohen Gadol's children didn't act properly because maybe he didn't raise them properly. So there was some sort of an Avera. He was also somewhat of a Baal Avera, but certainly he was a great Tzaddik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save him, and once he would be saved, they would be saved along with them. Another Pshat, then Mefarshim asked, so why didn't they choose to take along Daniel? So I saw two answers. One answer is that they purposely took Yeshua Kohen Gadol, because Yeshua Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol who would go every year into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and come out safely. So they figured he is a person that is melumed benisim, he's a person that has already accustomed to be able to not get hurt in dangerous situations. Another pshat is very much connected to the previous pshat that I said, that they considered Daniel a much greater tzaddik than Yeshua Kohen Gadol, and therefore they assumed that Daniel would have the schus that he would be saved and they would be burnt. But they didn't consider Yeshua as great of an individual as Daniel, and they thought that if Yeshua will be saved, they will get saved along. Savri, Laisi Yeshua, the Nafs Chusim, so they figured that the right person to take would be Yeshua, that he has great Chusim, Magnalon, and he would save us. Achsua, so they took him, Shadinu, and they threw Yeshua into the fire together with these two people. Inu Iklu, they got burnt. Yeshua Kohen Gadol Chruchimani. All of what happened to Yeshua and Kohen Gadol was that just their clothing got burnt. Shenema, v'yirenias Yeshua Kohen Gadol oim lefnei malach Hashem, v'yoyim Hashem al ha-sotin, yiga Hashem b'cha, halay zu udma me'esh. It's only, you were saved, but like we're saved from a fire, just like the wood that's thrown into fire, even if it's saved, it's somewhat singed. Here too, it was somewhat singed. Why? Amar lei, so Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua, Yodan and Tzadikat, I know you're a tzaddik. El Maitan Ahanabach Portanura, why did a little of the fire have effect on you? So he said, whereas by Hanani Meshav Azariah, Lahanabach Klal, the fire had no effect. Omle Inu Tlosahava, Vanochad. They were three people, so they had the Schus Arabim. I'm only one individual. Amalei, so Nebuchadnezzar said to him, Avram Yochad Hava, wasn't an Avram Avinu one individual, and yet he was able to come out totally unscathed. So he answered, Yeshua answered, Hosam Lahava Rishon Ba'adei. There were no Rishon together with Avram Avinu, and therefore Av Rishus Lanura. The fire wasn't given any permission to do any damage. However, Hocha, here, have a Rishon Ba'adei, that Rishon together with me, Vesyav Rishus Lanura, and the fire, and therefore there's permission to the fire to do something. Handam Rinchin, this is what people say, Tre Uda Yavisha, V'chad Retiva. Two dry bread sticks, and one wet one. Oikdin Yavisha L'Retiva, the wet one gets also affected because of the dry ones getting affected. But ask the Gemara, this was only an excuse. Why indeed, my time inish, why was Yeshua punished? Amar Papa, as says the Gemara, as we just explained before, Shoibonav Nosim Noshim Sh'enim Hagunus Lakuna, his children married women who Kohanim ought not to wear, marry, and he didn't protest. So explain to Mefarshim, why didn't he protest? Because Yeshua was a very modest individual, and therefore he felt that he wasn't worthy and to be, say, Musar, which was wrong. How do we know that they married people they shouldn't have? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "For Yeshua yelavish begadim tzayim." He was wearing dirty clothing. Ask the Gemara, "For chidaka she Yeshua lelavish begadim tzayim." Does Yeshua the kohen gadol wear dirty clothing? El melamed shayibonim nasim nashim sheinah gunus lekahuna v'loy micha behem. Clothing are referring to the children that the children marrying people they shouldn't have. Says the Gemara, "Amrav tanchem." Dorish Bakapar Bitsipura. Maidik Siv Shesh Hashtairim Elo Nosamli. Rus reports to her mother in law that Boaz gave her 6 barley. Asked him, what does it mean that he gave us 6 barleys? My Shesh Hashtairim, what does that mean? Elay Meshesh Sar Mamish, that he gave us 6 kernels of barley. Vichidakish Boaz Litain. Matana Shesh Sairim, is it appropriate that somebody as great and as wealthy as Boaz gives a gift just of 6 kernels of barley? Ella, says the Gemara, perhaps what it means is Shesh Sin, 6 saw of barley, which is a very big amount. So ask the Gemara on the other hand, V'chidaka Shalisha Little Shesh Sairim, does a woman carry such a large load of 6 saw? Ella Remez Remez Law, he made a Remez. Sidon Shishabonim Lotz Esmemena, that she would have 6 descendants Shemisparchin Vishesh Brachas, that would all be blessed with 6 Brachas. Veilahein, who were they? David Mashiach, Daniel Hanani Mishal Vazaria. And why, explain to Mefarshim, did he specifically take barley versus wheat? As we learned earlier in the Gemara, that the Eitz Hadas that Adam HaRishon did the Avera with was chita, was a wheat tree, and therefore, because it was wheat, he didn't want to use wheat, which represents aveira. He specifically took sa'irim. How do we know, says the Gemara, and what word is 6 brachas that David HaMelech was blessed with? David, says the Gemara, diksiv, v'yad echem mena'orim v'yoymar, hine risi ben li'ishai beis halachmi, yodea nagein, v'giba chayel, Vish Mechama v'Novin Dover v'Ish Toyer v'Hashem Imoi. Explains the Gemara. V'Amar B'Yudah Merav. Kol HaPasuk Zeh Loid Amar Doig El B'Lashon Hara. This entire Pasuk represents what Doig said with Lashon Hara. Yodei Nagin. What does it mean Yodei Nagin? She Yodei L'Shal. He knows how to ask a question. What does it mean that he knows how to ask questions? Why does it mean that he knows to ask questions? So, the Mefarshim explained, if it meant, as the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk seems to imply, that he knows how to play an instrument, so that it sort of said, Yodea Nagein Bechinor. What does it say, Yodea Nagein? It means that he knows, it must mean something else, that he knows how to ask questions. But then I saw in the Sefer Alei Shor that he asks, what does playing an instrument have to do with knowing how to ask questions? So he says a very interesting Pshat. He says that when a person plays an instrument, when a person hears music, it causes him to get into a better mood. It causes a hesoiris by the person. Explain the same for Ali Shur. The same is when a good question is asked. When somebody asks a good question, it causes him to be more interested in learning. It causes him to have an hesoiris in learning. And therefore, because he has an hesoiris in learning, therefore, he grows in his learning. Like he says, Volbo and the Sefer, that we see that by the Seder, specifically, it should be done in a question and answer form. Because when it's done in a question and answer form, it causes a greater hatzlocha in learning. Gibar, Shidei Lahashiv, that he knew how to answer. And here too, the Sefer Mar of Shemesh points out, how was David so successful in his learning? He teaches us what is the concept of being successful in learning. The one, David HaMelech, we know was the David Melech Yisrael, Ne'im's Miros Yisrael, that he wrote all of Tehillim, and that he would get up by Chatzos to sing the Shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who starts his day with properly waking up early and singing the praises of Hashem is the person that's going to be successful in his learning. Ish Mechama, Shidei Lisov Elitim Amacham Tishotayra, he can hold his own in learning. Ish Tayar, Shemar Aponim Ba'alocha, what his arguments are convincing. Novin Dover, Shemavin Dover Tach Dover, he's able to understand and compare difficult subjects. Vashem Imai, Shalocha Kamaisoi, become Mokai. The Alocha follows his opinion. Ask the Mefarshim that we know that Halacha Kamaisa become Makai, but that the Shevet Yisachar and Shevet Levi would have shvatim that Torah was supposed to come from. And here we're seeing that it came from David, who wasn't from either of those two shvatim. So Ritva says that David HaMelech mother came from Shevet Levi, and therefore he had the element of Shevet Levi within him. Another pshat is that since he was the king is in a different category, and even if he's not in that Shevet, the halacha follows his opinion. Another pshat is because David HaMelech was such a modest individual, a person who has this tremendous trait of modesty is going to be successful in learning. And as Mefarshim keep explain, that even though throughout Shas we have the klal halacha karav, Bisurim, Halacha Kishmu B'Moynes, all of these halachas did not apply to David HaMelech, the halachas K'moysoi become Mokin. So regarding all of these things that were said to Shaul about David, B'kula Amalon Yonason B'ni K'mayu, Shaul was able to say, my son Yonason also has these characteristics. However, Kim and Amalai, when Doig said to Shaul, V'shem Imoy, that the halacha always follows David HaMelech, which was not the case by Shaul. Once he said that, he had chalishas adas, and he was jealous of him. The Shaul ksiv, and indeed that's what the pasuk says regarding Shaul, v'chol ha'shayiftin rishia, wherever he turned, he went the wrong way. But versus by David, it says, v'David ksiv, v'chol ha'shayiftin yetzliach. Ask the Gemara, m'nola on the doig, how do we know that it was Doig that was saying all of these things about David HaMelech? Ksiv hachav yan echem in Arim, miyuchach ben Arim, somebody who was outstanding. Ksiv hasam v'shem ish me'av d'shol, v'yayim ahu netz lefnei Hashem, v'shmoy Doig ha'doimi avir ha'roi m'shel Shol, who was the greatest of Shol's attendants. Mashiach, another one of the descendants of Rus is Mashiach, and the Gemara says that there's six brachas regarding Mashiach. They say because the pasuk says v'noch alav ruach Hashem, ruach chokhma vina, ruach etzo gvura, ruach das v'yiras Hashem. The Gemara says, since we're speaking about these pesukim, the Gemara says the pasuk says regarding Mashiach v'richoi b'yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Amr Rabbi Alexander Malamed Shetina Mitzvahs for Yisurim Kerichayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loaded up Mashiach with extra mitzvahs. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loaded him up with extra mitzvahs? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that doing the extra mitzvahs is what gives him the schus to be Mashiach. Another pshat is that by carrying this extra load, he carries this extra load on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should have kapara and should have schusim because of him. Rava Amar, Rava says a different shot. The Moirach V'Don, that he has the ability just to sniff and judge. The Ksiv, V'loy Lamar of Ein of Yishbot, V'Shofat B'Tzedek Dalim, V'Chiyach B'Mishal Anvi Oretz. The Mashiach has the ability just to smell, and because he's able to smell, he's able to come up with the right thing. Which, of course, the Mefarshim ask, how can we say this regarding Mashiach, regarding anybody? Don't we have a rule, and the Gemara speaks about it, in Masechta Bava Metzia, the loy b'shamayim hi, that Torah, there's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Torah, and we have to follow that mahalach, and we can't just, based on smelling, to come up with a halacha. So one shot that I saw, which many Mefarshim suggest, is that that the Gemara is not referring to the halacha. The Gemara is trying to, how will he be able to establish the facts? The way he's able to establish the facts is by smelling, and he could smell out what is the truth or not, not regarding the halacha. Another pshat is that the Tzofnes Peneach suggests that when Mashiach comes, there will be different rules, and the rules will be based not in Besdin, as Besdin follows, but according to the Mashiach's understanding of what is right or what is wrong. Another pshat, similar pshat, which I saw for a Moshe Feinstein, is that of course there are rules that have to be followed by the Torah and a Besdin, but sometimes the Dayan is able to understand what is right and what is wrong on his own, even if the rules may be pointed in another direction. Mashiach will have that ability. Says the Gemara, Barkaziva Malach Tatan Shnina Palga. Kaziva claimed to be Mashiach, and he ruled for 2.5 years. Amalu Rabbanan, and he said to the Rabbanan, Ano Mashiach, I am Mashiach. Amalu, so they said to him, as we just learned, Mashiach, regarding Mashiach, it says, the Marach V'don, he has the ability to sniff and judge. Nechsi Anan, let us see, in Marach V'don, if you have that ability too. Kiv in the Chazi Delay Marach V'don, once they saw that he wasn't able to do it, Katlua, they killed him. There's actually Machlokes Rishonim who killed him. According to the Ravid, which seems to be the Pshat of Al Gemara, Klal Yisrael killed him for being a false Mashiach. But the Rambam doesn't seem to learn that it was the Klal Yisrael that killed him. He seems to learn that it was the Goyim that killed him. The Nat continues the Gemara about other people who were descendants of Rus who had all these brachas. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the Ksiboy, Hashem, Embam, Kamum, Vetoivi Mara. Umaskilim, Bechol Chokma, Vyedeya, Das, Mavini, Mada, Ashakoich, Bem Lama, Behechel, Amalach, Ulam, Dem Sefer, Lushoin, Kazdim. Explains the Gemara. My Ash, Embam, Kamum. What does it mean that they didn't have any mum? Says the Gemara, Omer, Avchama, Bereb, Bechanina, Afila, Krivda, the Kaslis, Lavaba. A puncture that's made for giving an injection, they didn't have. My Ashakoyach behem lamoy behechel amelach. Amar Abcham Berchanina melamed shoyu oinsin asam. They deprived themselves from a schoik, from laughter, from a sichel, from idle conversation, from a shena, from excessive sleep. Mamidim alatzmon, and they held themselves back b'shosh nitzrochem nekveyem when they needed to urinate. Ne emes amalchus. So Rishayim and the Paiskim point out that isn't there a din about teshaksu, that one is not allowed to hold himself back when he needs to urinate? So I sort of mafarshim explain that these individuals, that the chiyuv of Moira Malchus is a chiyuv deraisa, and that the isser about the shaksu is only an isser derabonon, and therefore they were able to, that it was appropriate what they did. Another pshat is that if they would have gone to the bathroom when they were supposed to serve the king, it would be a question of Bikuach Nefesh. And as we've learned so many times, because of Bikuach Nefesh, one is allowed to violate Halacha. Says the Gemara further regarding Hananiah Mishael Ve'Azariah, Ve'yihi behem b'mnei Yehuda, Daniel Hananiah Mishael Ve'Azariah, Amar V'Lazar, Kula b'mnei Yehuda heim. They were all descendants of b'nei Yehuda. Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar, Daniel b'mnei Yehuda, Daniel indeed was from Shev of Yehuda. However, Hananiah, Mishael, Ve'Azariah were Mishar Shvatim. The pasuk says further about them: Uvemenecha sheyetz mimcha shetolid yichu v'yisurisim behechel melech bavel. My surisim. What is pshat surisim? Rabbah masurisim mamish. They were actually sterilized. They used to sterilize the servants of the king, that in order that they should be able to be completely devoted to serving the king. Mefarshim explain, obviously, that this opinion is not consistent with the opinion that we learned earlier in our shir, that Hananiah Mishael Ve'Azariah went to Eretz Yisrael and got married and had children. Rav Chanina Amar. Rav Chanina, on the other hand, is of the opinion Shenistar Avodah Zarah B'Yameyim. In their time, Avodah Zarah was emasculated. Everybody seeing how they were saved caused that the Avodah Zarah should be emasculated. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that if they hadn't jumped into the fire and shown how foolish Avodah Zarah is, there would have been more Avodah Zarah in the world. But by them jumping into fire and everybody seeing that Avodah Zarah is meaningless, therefore the Avodah Zarah, the growth and the expansion of Avodah Zarah was stopped. Says the Gemara, Bishal Madam Shnistar Avodah Zarah B'Mayim Hanikse V'Chavol Espehem. According to the man Omar that says that there was Avodah Zarah, we could understand what the pasuk says that they were never physically wounded. Elamand Omar Srisa Mamish, that they were sterilized. How do we understand the pasuk? My v'chavolo yaspehem, that they weren't wounded. Answer to one, what the pasuk means was chavolo de nura, the fire wasn't able to affect them. Says the Gemara, but the pasuk already says the re nor loy avos behen, that the fire didn't affect them. Says the Gemara, what the pasuk means is loy chavra, not the fire, for loy recha, not even the smell of the smoke had any effect on them. Continues the Gemara, bishlam amandam shnistar savod zor b'yameim hanixiv ha koyam hashem l'sarisim ashirishu shemay saisai, that in the satil lahem shem oilam toimi bonim and bonis, that what they will have is better than children. Elamandam Sarisa Mamish, says the Gemara, Mishtoi Kura Beganusa de Tzadiki, is the pasuk going to speak about their embarrassment that they were sterilized? Says the Gemara, indeed we have to say Hava Hava Abuhu, that they both sterilized, but according to this man, the Omer, also the stars of the Zabri Mayim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Amandam Sarisa Mamish, Hanin de Ksibbevesi Chamoisi Yad Vishem, Toi Mibamam Bonus. Because they didn't have children, but the Gemara says that the Ma'asim Toivim are better than children. Elamand Amishna Starsa Avodah Zarah B'Yameihem, that if Avodah Zarah was taken away, my Toivim Ibanim Ibanis. And as Rashi says, the Gemara can't say that this man, the Omer, also will agree that both things are meant in the Pasuk. Because then what's the Machloikis? Says the Gemara, Amram Nach Bayitzah, what the pasuk means is that their acts are greater mibadim shahayulam kfar, from the children that they previously had umesu and passed away. Says the Gemara, my shame oilam etan lo shlo yikares. Amr of Tavchon Dorish by Kapar B'Tzipuri zasef the Daniel shnikral shmoi. Daniel was left with the name, with a sefer that's written by him. Says the Gemara, Michti. Komil de Ezra, entire Sefer of Ezra, asked the Gemara, Nechemya ben Chakalya Mirnu, was written by Nechemya ben Chakalya. Nechemya ben Chakalya might tamal ikra sefer l'shma, so why is the Sefer not called Nechemya? Om Rabbi Yirmi b'Ava, Neshechzik toivel atzmai. He held himself, he tried to take credit for what happened, for his achievements. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Zochro li elokai l'toivo. And that's the reason that he was punished, that the sefer that he wrote is not called on his name. Ask the Gemara, but we find that David Nami Meimar Omar, Zachreini Hashem B'Tzoyin Amecho, Pagdeni Mishu Asecha. So we see that there's nothing wrong with saying such a statement. Says the Gemara, David Rachmi Hadikabai. David didn't mean with that pasuk to take credit. David meant with that pasuk just to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis in those chosim.